Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to Dream to the Avalon. I'm Sally.
Diane.
Michael.
Andrew.
Rachel.
Lizzie.
Majari.
Joseph.
Vanilla.
Alias.
Sky.
Hello everyone, I'm Sally. It's an honor to be the producer of Dream to the Avalon. This time, we will provide you with many useful information, and we will have many colorful parts, and hope you will like it. Dream to the Avalon, dream to you.
Hello, I'm Michael from Science College. I'm just a boy who's keep running and keep fighting.
Hello everyone, I'm Diane. So glad to be here again. I love Dream to the Ivy League.
Hi guys, I'm Andrew. I'm very glad to join the Dream to the Ivy League. To be honest, I didn't have too much experience in broadcasting and editing. I know I have a lot to learn. And I hope we can make a good progress together and have a great time in the following year. Thank you.
Hi guys, I'm Rachel. Nice to meet you all. I enjoy watching old films, listening to music, and reading in my spare time. My favorite singer is Ed Sheeran. I think he's a very talented man. Whenever I feel sad, I would watch the movie Gone with the Wind. It can always make me feel better.
Hello guys, I'm so happy to know you in this way. My name is Sky. I'm majoring in engineering. Maybe you think I was bored and just interested in learning. Of course not. I like so many things, like Dream to Ivy League. I hope I can bring you a lot of things about Ivy League and my voice can impress you.
Hello guys, I'm Vanilla, majoring in direct a film from ICUC. I enjoy traveling, seeing and watching movies. I've been to Korea, Cambodia and Australia. Look forward to having a better learning at well-known universities around the world here.
Good evening everyone, I'm Joseph. I'm a newcomer of this program and I'm totally about constellation. So to be a typical Taurus myself, I'm a big foodie and enjoy everything that make my life more comfortable. And on that point, if I must state my favorite hobby, I would say sleeping. Lastly, I'm actually a much more hilarious person than my voice sounds, and I'm hoping to make friends with you. Thanks.
Hi everyone, this is Alias. I'm majoring in digital media technology. It's very exciting for me to be in Dream to the Ivy League. I'm a girl who never stops talking and always willing to meet new people. My dream is to become a silver potato but always keep slim. Wish you have a good time in Dream to the Ivy League with you.
I'm a Jory, majoring in business management. I'm actually a girl famous in liberal arts. I'm quite obsessed with movies and English TV dramas. My favorite film directors are Calvin Wong and Alfred Hitchcock. I hope we can both enjoy a daily evening there in the one and only Dream to the Ivy League.
Hello everyone, my name is Liu Zili and my English name is Lizzie. I come from the School of Economics and Management and I major in Public Administration. Ask of my interests, I'm interested in street dancing and singing. And ask of my hometown, I come from Shenzhen, Guangdong Province, and I love English very much. So, it's my great pleasure to join the radio CUC. Through the walking here, I can certainly improve my English as well as broaden my horizon. Thank you very much.
Namely, mentoring or guidance for life journey provided by trained, experienced, and willing mentors. At some specific time of our life, we're all faced with alarm clock moments. which need ourselves to learn and taking brand new knowledge and skills. I personally conclude mentoring as something you do for yourselves with the help of other people, rather than simply looking forward to others' sympathy and kindness without doing your own part of work. We be limited to our restricted horizons more or less, vulnerable and helpless, and whoever around us could be our lifesaver. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "On my work, every man I met is superior to me in some way, and in that I learn from him." Now, let us listen to a short TED Talk about an American lecturer's 5.5 points of mentoring.
For me, this mentor has been best represented by what most of you would consider a traditional mentor, which is Tom and Molly Brazil, which they're here today. They have helped me navigate in ways and helped me get wins for myself that I could have never gotten. And I believe with all my heart that that was predicated by that zero piece, that I took personal responsibility and accountability, and I have squeezed that relationship as hard as I could to get as much as wisdom as I could out of those two. My second is the street view mentor. If the worldview mentor sits way above your perspective, the street view mentor stands with you in the same perspective. As I've driven through life at times, and I'm sure many of you can appreciate this, at times you can swerve in and out of where you need to be. I've been lucky to have been married to a beautiful woman that I consider my street view mentor, Meredith. We'll be married 9 years this September. And every time I start to cross the yellow line, she's there to pull the wheel back. And I do swerve into the middle line. The next is the time machine mentor. Now, the time machine mentor is a lot of fun. They don't have office hours. Time machine mentors are people in our past. Some of my personal favorites have been people like Abraham Lincoln, Dale Carnegie. You may have heard of this guy. His name is Jesus. Your time machine mentors could be anyone. Now, people say that experience is the best teacher, but I'll tell you that I believe sometimes experience is the teacher of fools. Because it's foolish to have to learn something through an experience that you can learn in other ways. And we have volumes of opportunity to learn from these particular mentors. Next is the stealth. I love the stealth. When I think of a stealth mentor, I think about a ninja. Whether you guys know it or not, you've been mentoring me all day. And I've interacted with many of you already. And I know that every single person, there's more wisdom and knowledge in this collective room than is on the stage. And it's my responsibility to take advantage of that and then share that with other people. The next one is the categorical mentor. When I think about a categorical mentor, I think about a file cabinet. Except this file cabinet has a head, two arms, and two legs. And I can go into this file because you guys know that you know people that there are things that you want to replicate, but there are also things that you want nothing to do with, right? So I can go in and I can pull out a file and say, gosh, that work ethic, that's something I can use, that's something I can learn from. Their health and wellness, the way they take care of themselves. I can learn.
I recommend you a splendid website for our listeners. It's www.lifementoring.com. Founded by an old but ambitious and energetic man, the Hope website is all about valuable suggestions given by strangers all over the world. Anyone who is embraced by pain-killing life issues can always find the answers of their matter. Hope it can benefit you as well. Last but not least, always keep in mind that respect people who find time for you in their busy schedule, but love people who never look back at their schedule when you need.
What is life mentor? If we search for its definition, it can be explained like this. Life mentor is someone who is there for you through thick and thin, providing solid advice and guidance through life's trials and tribulations. is a person having vast knowledge and expertise with an uncanny ability to share it with you. As an undergraduate, we have to keep the balance between work and study. At the same time, we will have lots of questions about family, friendship, and even about love. If you ask me, should we seek out a mentor or mentors along the life's journey, my answer would be absolutely yes. Life is tough, but most of our intended roads have been traveled many, many times before. Why should we get the scars that others already have? Just simply to learn those lessons that can be painlessly provided. Sometimes, we will misunderstand the word life mentor. Just simply think that it's a person who are older than you and have more experience in life. But in fact, it can be your classmates or even someone younger than you. For instance, there is a French movie which called The Intouchables. It was adapted by a real story and I was deeply moved by it. The story happened in Paris. The aristocratic and intellectual Philip is a quadriplegic millionaire who is interviewing candidates for the position of his carer. Out of the blue, the rude African trees cuts the line of candidates and brings a document from the Social Security and asks Philip to sign it to prove that he is seeking a job position so that he can receive his unemployment benefits. Philip challenges trees, offering him a trial period of 1 month to gain experience helping him. Then Dries can decide whether he would like to stay with him or not. Dries accepts the challenge and moves to the mansion, changing the boring life of Philip.
In The Intouchables, we see the precious spirit of Dries, the younger man. He taught Philip what is real respect and gave him the hope of life. Philip said, "He always forgets the fact that I'm a paralyzed. It is the kind of person who I want. No mercy, no special treatment, and no discrimination." In this story, Dries is Philip's life mentor. And through the story, we can learn that how important it is for having a life mentor. Thus, find mentors who you like, who want to help you, and who have the time to support you for an extended period. Enter into a formal life mentoring arrangement with your mentor. Clarify expectations, set time scales, and mutually commit to the process. And remember, respect people who find time for you in their busy schedule, but love people never look at their schedule when you need them.
Good evening, everyone. Today we'll have a short debate on the issue whether it's good for college students to have a life mentor or not. First of all, let's welcome the prime debater of the government to establish their arguments. Time limited, within 1 minute. Are you ready? Time begins!
To begin with, let's talk about the definition of life mentor. What is called a life mentor? According to the dictionary, a life mentor is a wise and trusted guide and advisor. So why a life mentor is helpful to university students? First of all, students have little experience, and when faced with a mixed surroundings, students might get confused. They might get the wrong direction and eventually end up forming an improper values. Secondly, a life mentor can help us when we meet challenges. They can advise us and guide us. Moreover, acts as a role model. A life mentor stimulates our passion and inspires us to make further progress. In short, we argue that a life mentor will absolutely make no harm to a college student, and a good life mentor is very necessary for us.
Time is up. Thank you for your opening argument. Next, we'll have the prime debater of the opposition to give their statement. Also, you have 1 minute. Are you ready? Time begins.
Well, thanks a lot for my fellow debaters' distinguished statement. However, I can't agree with their opinion. We insist that it's not beneficial for a college student to have a life mentor in the long run. First of all, the definition of life mentor is more than complex. It can be a real person, like a teacher, a writer, or just a peer to you. But what about a meaningful experience, failure or success, which taught you a lot? It can be abstract as well. Since it's so hard to define the phrase life mentor, we should not depend our future on a thing like that. What's more, when we refer to college students, we consider them as over 18 years old, grown-up adults who need to take full responsibilities for themselves according to the law. And to be that kind of person, we can always rely on some life mentor to guide us, which, in my opinion, is of the same meaning as making decisions for us. Just as the internet hot word goes, a brain is good for everybody to have one. So we need to have our own thoughts and make our own decisions in the first place.
Time is up. Thank you. Now we've listened to the outstanding arguments from both sides. We may move to the next section. In the following 3 minutes, all four of you will have a free debate on this issue. You can question your opponents politely and orderly. Are you ready? Now, you may begin.
Okay, you said you are already 18 years or 19 years old in your college, but we still need to get money from our parents, and our parents still need to take some responsibility for our life and behavior. So we are not entirely independent, right? And a life mentor can help us make the right decision as possible as we can. Thus, life mentor is definitely necessary for our life.
Well, first of all, we're arguing about what we're arguing has nothing to do with money or our parents, but how to make progress as an individual. So let's simply talk about the life mentor issue. Based on the point that you are psychologically immature, you have to make progress by making your own decisions, by forming your own system of judgment and values independently. Secondly, before you have already formed a good set of value, how can you choose your life mentor correctly? And it's harmful, even dangerous, to let the wrong man guide you or advise you.
As we all know, if we want to grow up to be a unique individual, there's no point in imitating others. Instead, we should develop our own personality. What's more, what if you choose the wrong life mentor? What if their success experience just don't suit you?
As we have mentioned before, a life mentor is for sure be helpful to our university student, for he can give us some advice in our lives. And as we have been an adult, we can tell right from wrong basically. As we have mentioned before, a life mentor for sure is helpful to a university student, for he can give us some advice in our lives. As we are adults, we can tell right from wrong basically, and we can choose to learn from our life mentor's strong point and set aside his weakness.
I'll take your question. You mentioned that as a college student, we have the basically judgment of what is wrong and not. You have the basically judgment of what is wrong and what's not. But since you have formed your own values and your own judgment, what's the point of finding a life mentor to guide you?
So you have a set of values of your own, but that doesn't mean you have the right set of values. So we still need to learn from life mentor, and that's also the reasons why we still need to get to the college. We need to learn to read books, to learn from our teachers. They can help us further form our values.
In the end, let's welcome the fourth debater of the government to summarize their opinion. You have 1 minute. Are you ready? Time begins.
I'll summarize the whole opinion we insist, which is it's neither beneficial nor necessary for a college student to have a lifelong mentor. As is known to all, humans have been wild times. Although the so-called knowledge is little, humans have the ability to discover and explore themselves. With this kind of enterprising spirit, they continue to grow, to enrich their own knowledge. Just think, if the primitive brute doesn't even have the spirit to discover and explore, but bearing low expectations, waiting for the gift of others, we will never be able to evolve any further. In our opinion, as grown-up adults ourselves, we should have the capability to make our own decisions, not to simply follow others' advice, but to have an individual discretion of what is truly good for us and what's not. Many advanced foreign countries have a tradition that when children grow up to 18 years old, they have to live by themselves. Our dear fellow debaters choose to live with a life mentor. What I'm trying to say is that there's a huge gap between us and them, the foreign adults. We have a long way to go in the children education as well as in self-improvement. And to catch up on that, we must not have a so-called life mentor to guide us, but to choose for ourselves, to depend on ourselves, and to live by ourselves. Just as the saying goes, in solitude, be a multitude yourself.
Time is up. Thank you for your summary. Last but not least, let's welcome the last debater of the opposition to give their opinion. You have 1 minute. Are you ready? Time begins.
In conclusion, we strongly believe that a life mentor can do nothing but good to a university student. A life mentor is a great necessity for us to correct our behaviors as we are growing hands in this society. What we can't deny is that life mentors do have more experience than us. They can show us an effective way to handle problems. It's known to us all that we can learn knowledge in our classes, but things change when it comes to experience. Gaining experience is a far more complex thing, and getting it by ourselves is very strenuous, and that's why a life mentor is important for us. Regarding the life mentor as an example and keep going on, we will come through the difficulties easier and achieve our own goals. Thank you.
Time is up. Thank you. Well, both sides have shown their great ability in debating, and I'm sure we are all deeply impressed by these intelligent debaters. Thanks for every debater's hard work and wonderful performance. Let's give them a big round of applause. Thanks all for today's debate.
Once upon a time, there is a poor young woman. She left her hometown, a remote mountain village. Due to her diligence and strong sense of economy, she became a millionaire businesswoman and married to a rich man. However, her company went bankrupt in an economic crisis.
I want a divorce.
I want to go with Daddy.
Well, now I have nothing. I'm a poor wretch again. What the hell can I do?
The businesswoman turned back and noticed the landscape painting hanging on the wall. Slowly, she closed her eyes.
Maybe I have to go back to that village. After all, I haven't been there for 30 years. Maybe that is where I am available to end my last miserable years.
Businesswoman went into the village and settled in the village head's banda. Now it is dinner time.
Here's everything, sir. Enjoy the meal, please.
Help yourself, madam. Have a taste of the roasted potatoes.
The businesswoman looks at the dishes, only potatoes, without saying a word.
Dear, the potato today is softer than before.
Really? Let me have a taste. Oh yes, it's amazing, dear.
Dear, you're always dropping the potato debris on the drawer.
The village head's wife tried to fill it but didn't make it.
I'm sorry, but I can't find it. Can you put it out there?
Haha.
The village head standing up, walking towards his wife.
Oh dear, is that totally necessary? It's all right, I can do it.
The village head didn't say a word, but reached out his hand to help his wife clean it up.
Thank you, dear.
Look at this old couple, how happy they're in such a tough condition. Is money that important? Am I wrong?
I'm sorry about Miu, but we didn't want to neglect you. We understand it's impossible for you to be used to the life here in such a short time.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine. Actually, I've been tired of the city life. It can be a brand new experience for me.
The outline is approaching.
How to spend the last day? I need to do something special to keep it forever.
One morning, in a path, she saw the sand slanted through swaying leaves. One dawn, in a golden wheat field, she met two girls chasing around happily. One dusk, in a sea of flowers, she witnessed a little boy whispered in a tender voice, "I will give you everything I have."
God bless all of you.
The businesswoman goes back to the car, looking through the window, smiling. Children in the field laughing, life going on.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。